Okay, good morning, gentlemen. I'd like to focus the discussion this morning around the malacha of Melechet Melabein, and particularly in context with wiping up spills on Shabbos. It's a very frequent occurrence. You have all your guests sitting around your table, you're just about to make Kiddush, somebody drops the table, the wine spills on the tablecloth, you want to wipe that quickly, what do we do? Similarly with any other drinks, lemonade, orange juice, any other spills that fall on different surfaces, what's the halacha on Shabbos? Okay, the basic malacha that this comes under is the malacha of melaben, laundry, but it also comes under the malacha of dosh. We'll first, let Hashem discuss libun, melaben, laundry, and then we'll talk about dosh, the malacha of extraction, squeezing out things as far as the malacha of dosh is concerned. Start with melacha of melaben. Libun, laundry, is one of the obvious malachas mentioned in the Mishnah, and the Rambam explains that in the time of the Mishkan, the actual av malacha was in connection with cleaning fibers as they came off the animal, immediately as they came off the animal, raw fibers, and laundry garments is a toga of the malacha malabim. Okay. Mishnah Berurah brings in Hakdama to Shin Beis Sif Yud, where the Mishnah, the Sif Tes, where the Mishnah Berurah discusses the halacha of libun, that laundry and garments is a toga of the malacha. What garments are covered under the malacha of laundry? The Rambam says that anything which is da'akai le'islami, something which is normal to clean. Okay, what is that? The interesting Mishnah in Zvachim regarding the situation of a dam of the chatos gets spilt on a garment. Tosin says, Tosin Vayikra, Kol Asher Yikar Bisor Yikdosh, V'Asher Yazeh Midomo Ala Beged, Asher Yazeh Oleo, Tichabes Mokum Kodesh. If any blood of the Dam Chatos comes onto a Beged, there's a chiyuv to wash the Beged. Says the Mishnah, only begodim that are royal le kibbutz require this kibbutz of that of cleaning of the Dam Chatos. Says the Gemara, what does that mean, royal le kibbutz? The Gemara says that excludes the Ma'usei Keli Dabar Garei Dahu. A Keli is something where any dirt that gets onto a Keli doesn't get, as the Mepharshim explained, Avner Nezer explains this, Rosh Moshe also explains this, related to practically, the only Kelim where the dirt is absorbed within the fiber of the Keli or the Beged, that comes under the category of cleaning. But any of a Keli where the dirt is remains on the surface of the material, that is not called royal kibbutz. That is called gereda. You have to scratch the dirt off the surface, but not clean it from within the fabric. So the person can say, based on this, that only materials that are soft materials that are absorbent, and where the dirt gets into the material, or liquid that gets spilt onto the material gets absorbed within the fabric of the material, irrespective of whether it is man-made material or natural fibers, but the dirt is absorbed within the material, that comes under the category of cleaning, that you have to clean and launder the garment in order to extract the dirt. But other kalim, which are hard surface kalim, for example, wood, or metals, or ceramics, or plastics, hard plastics, where the dirt does not go within the fabric of the material, that doesn't come under the category of kibbutz, and they are excluded from the melacha. Okay. And that includes glass as well, for micas. Whereas cotton, or wool, or linen, felt, whether it's a carpet, or any other man-made fiber, polyester, or terephthalene, is subject to the melacha of kibbutz. Okay, what is the melacha? There are three stages to the a wash cycle, similar to what we have in a machine today. You have the initial soak cycle, then you have the wash cycle, the scrubbing, and then you have the third cycle, which is extracting the water, the wringing out, the spin cycle on the machine. Those are the three aspects of the malacha of laundry. You have the initial soaking of the material, then the scrubbing to extraction, and then finally the spin that gets rid of the water and any dirt that goes into it. So we've seen in connection with the malacha, with the dam chatos, we've seen there that that's a dirty beged. The beged had absorbed only some of the blood of the dumb cow. So there's kibbutz, there's cleaning. You have to clean out the baggage. And though any one of those three stages involved in a dirty baggage comes under the category of the melacha of lording, even if you didn't do all three, or you only did one of them. So you soaked a dirty baggage, or you wrung out the baggage, a dirty baggage. Any one of those three is the chiv of the melacha, and you're chayav for that. And that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah explains it. Well, in the Hazama here to Shin Beit Sifyut, that is clear. Okay. The Gemara they call that Shriyoso Zeo Kibuto. Soaking a baggage, even if you don't scrub it or wring out the material, Shriyoso Zeo Kibuto. The initial soaking of the baggage itself is the initial stages of the cleaning, and that is higher. Okay. What about a clean baggage? A clean baggage has no stains on it. It may have been worn, but it's not dirty. You don't consider it dirty. What's the halacha there regarding soaking a clean baggage, putting water onto a clean baggage? Here we have an interesting case in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about a case where somebody is holech lekabel pnei rabbo. He's going on Shabbos to be mekabel pnei rabbo. He's going to a shir. He's going to gavon minyan, and he comes across a river which he has to cross on Shabbos. Mishnah says, "Holech ad sabari the mayim ba'en choshish." He may go into the river, cross the river, although his clothes are going to get soaked. He may go into that river and ba'en choshish, and doesn't have to worry about any melacha for Shabbos, and that is permitted. Ask Tosafos, what about the gezeira of wringing out the garments? Everyone's familiar with the problem of tchisa. You go into your clothes become wet. There's a chashash that you may wring them out, and that itself is a part of the melacha, and so Tosafos says mitzvah shani. This gentleman is going to a mitzvah. He's going to perform a mitzvah herach pnei rabbi, or he's going to be a minyan, or whatever the case is. In that case, we're not conscious that he may come and wring out the baggage. Okay, it's clear that there is a gezeira of tchisa in normal circumstances, but if he's doing a mitzvah, then there's no gezeira. Okay. The Tosafos is more concerned about the initial soaking of the garments themselves. How can he actually go into the river? What about the problem of Shriyoso Izeo Kibuto? He's going into the water, his garments are getting wet. That is the initial stages of the cleaning process, of the laundering process. So how can he do that? That you can't say that's permitted because there's no gezeira, because he's doing a mitzvah. That isn't a part of the melacha itself. That's not a question of a gezeira. So Tosafos brings two answers. First answer is the answer of the Ri. Second answer is the answer of Ben Tam. The Ri says that we only apply the rule of Shriyoso Zeo Kibuto in a dirty garment. If the garment has dirt on it, and the initial stage of cleaning it is loosening the dirt by soaking it, that is part of the process of cleaning of laundry. So if you have a dirty garment and you make it wet, that is part of Malach and Yechai. But if you have a clean garment, you can't have cleaner than clean. Clean is clean. So you add water to it. So what? It's clean. Says the Ri that a clean garment, that we don't apply the rule of Shriyoso Izeo Kibuto. Clear from the Ri that although there's no problem of actually cleaning it, of soaking it, but as far as wringing out the water from it later on, had it not been for a Dvar Mitzvah, it's clear that it's forbidden. So although it's a clean garment, it's clear from the Ri that although soaking it is permitted, wringing out the water afterwards is not. And that's a chiyuv. Why? Because now the baggage is dirty. It's got water on it. You can't wear it like that. So to wring out the baggage from water alone is a chiyuv. That's the shift of the Ri. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam says that where it is derech lichluch, then we don't apply the rule of Shriyoso Izeo Kibuto. Soaking a garment in a way that makes it dirtier, derech lichluch, is not considered soaking a garment. I.e., Rabbeinu Tam says that normally, if you just add water to a clean baggage in a way that would normally clean that garment, derech nikud, would normally clean the garment if it would be dirty. Says Rabbeinu Tam, that itself is considered cleaning the garment. However, if it is derech lichluch, if it makes the garment dirtier than it was to start with, or you're not doing it in a way that is normal to clean the garment, for example, we're talking about here the case of the gentleman who's crossing the river. Right. That's not the way you clean a garment. That's not the laundry. Nobody cleans the garments by going in the river. So there says Rabbeinu Tam, that is Derech Lichluch, and in Derech Lichluch we don't apply the rule of Shriyata and Zeru Kibbutza. Okay, so we have two opinions. We have the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. Both those opinions are brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. First the Machaber brings the first opinion. It's not clear from the Machaber himself whether the Machaber passes like the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam. But from the Ramah, the Ramah brings both opinions. The Ramah says, firstly brings the opinion of the Ri. This is in Shin Beis Siftes. Those of you who have it there can see it. Says there that a beggar, this is the second line there, beggar sheyeshalav lichluch, second line in the Machaber there, a beggar sheyeshalav lichluch is also to clean it, also afilu leshasuch, that means to make it wet, to pour water on it, zeru kibbutza, that is cleaning the garment. That's as far as a dirty beggar is concerned. Says the Ramah, what about as far as a clean beggar? A beggar she'ein olav lichluch, Musa losses a lot of mine water. You may put a small amount of water. However, you're not allowed to put a large amount of water. Why? Because in a large amount of water, there's a chashash that you may squeeze out the water. And like we saw in the ring, that although shriyosoi ain't a kibusoi on a clean baghead, but nevertheless, there's a gazera of schisa in normal circumstances. That is the problem. So it says there are more. The second opinion of Yesh Oishrim B'chol Inyan, that's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, that provided it's not derech lichluch, it is forbidden to make a clean garment wet. It's not clear from the Ramah who we pass the line. And the Mishnah Berurah there says, in Sif Kotam Mem Ches, Mishnah Berurah there says, V'yesh lochosh l'deir zu l'hachme b'shol Torah. This is a question of Nisa Deraisa, and we should be machme for the Shitta of Rabbeinu Tam. Although it's interesting, the Hakadomah of the Mishnah Berurah in the Shabbos, in the very beginning of the introduction to the Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's very, very important to learn the Shabbos, because if you don't learn the Shabbos, you don't know what to do. And the example he brings is, if there's a fire, and people are in a bowl to put out the fire, they don't know, says the Mishnah Berurah, that could pour water on the garments that is on fire in order to prevent the fire spreading. So there you see that there the Mishnah Berurah allows you to pour water on a garment, although Shriyasa is Zeru Kibbutza, and the Mishnah Berurah here says we should be Machmir B'Shal Torah, but you see there that in that particular case it was Mekil according to the Shitta of the Ri to allow you to serve the garment. That's just an interesting point. But he says that we're Machmir B'Shal Torah, that when it comes to Nisa D'Oraisa, in normal circumstances we have to be Machmir. Now the Ri himself agrees that if you have Kavona to clean a clean garment by making it wet, then that itself is a prohibition. That itself becomes an Issa D'Oraisa, because if for you this garment is dirty enough that you have kavona to clean it, although it's clean, making it wet itself is a prohibition according to the Ri. Okay. So now, this is the reason why you're allowed to dry your hands on a towel on Shabbos. Drying your hands on a towel is making the towel wet. Presumably it's a clean towel. You dry your hands on a towel, it's a dime on a towel, you're making the towel wet. Shriyasa is Zeru Kibbutza. So according to the Ri, we don't have a problem. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, we have a problem. And we're machmir normally for Rabbeinu Tam, in a way it's a question of deraisa. But this is clear, and Sif Yud explains this as well, that this is called Derech Lichluch. This isn't the way you clean a towel. You don't clean a towel by wiping your dirty hands, even if they're cleaner than they were before you made them wet, but that isn't the way you clean the garment. This is considered derech lichluch, and that is why it's permitted to dry one's hands on a towel on Shabbos. Okay. Let's look at now a question of the spills on the tablecloth. We have two issues here. Well, number one, we have the issue of extraction from the tablecloth. And number two, we have the issue of soaking the garment that you're using to clean up the spill. So we have to bear those in mind in this discussion. So as far as extracting a spill from any material, which an absorbent material, which is a deraisa, there we saw that whether it's a clean liquid or whether it's a dirty liquid, there is an issue of extraction. We saw that in the case of the gentleman going in the water, which Rabbeinu Tam says was derech lichluch, there's still a question of squeezing out. You're still not allowed to squeeze it out. So whether it's derech nekiyah or derech lichluch, there's certainly an issa to extract liquid from a garment, because that cleans the garment somewhat from where it was before. And that itself is an issa. you have to be very careful in regarding extractions. Even if you have wine, which is a dirty spill, a sticky spill, and the tablecloth isn't going to get so much cleaner, but it'll be a little bit cleaner than it was. By extracting that spill, there's a prohibition of cleaning the garment, and it's a deraisa, so you have to be very, very careful not to exert any pressure whatsoever on the tablecloth when one is trying to extract the spill, because that's an issa deraisa of cleaning shuriyoso, izel, kibuso, the initial stages of cleaning.
Why that towel, Dan, you haven't done,
you know, very, very good point. Very good point. We'll come to that in a minute. The reason is because you don't really care about extracting the water from that type of garment. Come to that in a second. So whatever you use, you have to be careful regarding the extraction from the material itself. Okay, now let's consider the in Shinya test it is clear that there is a problem of extraction. Okay, now let's consider the materials you're using to extract the spill. Okay, so you would normally run for a serviette or a paper napkin, but let's consider what we would take if you have to take some material. Okay, very often you find a spill on a chair and you wipe it with your sleeve during the week. Can you do that on Shabbat? The answer is, Shriyata is Deo Kibusa Kuntra Benetam, which we're choshish for. The truth is that even according to the read that we saw, there's a chashash sechita. So if any material that you want to use to wipe up a spill, there is a chashash that you may then squeeze out the water from that material, you're not allowed to initially make it wet to start with. So therefore, you're not allowed to use any sort of baguette to clean up a spill where there's a chashash that you may squeeze the liquid out of that baguette, even if there's no issue of making that baguette wet to start with. Okay. So therefore, if you take any material, let's say a cloth napkin, where one is bothered to get it wet, or one's clothes, or one's shirt, that is a problem of a chashash sechita that you may then subsequently squeeze out the liquid from that garment, and then you may not use that to clean up a clean spill. And a dirty spill, let's say a wine or sticky spill, if you're using a garment, there's no chashash that you're actually going to squeeze it out. You're not going to be tempted to squeeze it out. Although if you do squeeze it out, there is an issa sechita. You're not allowed to squeeze out the dirty liquid, but there's no chashash that you may come to do it, because it's not in your mind, it's not going to make it that much cleaner. So therefore, you're allowed to use a cloth napkin to wipe up a wine spill, because it's derech lichluch on the cloth, and there's no chashash that you're going to squeeze out that cloth napkin. Although but you're not allowed to actually squeeze out the napkin. So it's a little bit complicated. A clean spill, then on a lemonade, let's say, or something like that, if you're using a cloth napkin, you've got a problem of shriyasa and zeo kibuso. And even if you say that it's derech lichluch, which I'm not sure that it is, then you also have a problem of a gazera that you may come to squeeze it out, and therefore you're not allowed to use that. So bottom line here is that you're not allowed to use any material that you would be conscious that you squeeze it out to in order to absorb a spill on a tablecloth. Okay, what about a rag? A rag that is made to clean up spills. So there you don't have a chashash that you'll squeeze it out. However, getting it wet in the first place is a problem of cleaning the garment. Okay, so you have to be careful with that as well. So without a paper material, let's say. So paper material, there the post can say that when it comes to paper material, there's no libun when it comes to paper. Because wetting a paper material destroys the paper. You don't clean paper so that you can use it again. So wetting paper and paper napkins and serviettes, all that type of thing, it does not come under the category of libun, and as far as libun is concerned, is permitted. So therefore, you may take a serviette, whether it's a clean spill or a dirty spill, provided you don't exert any pressure on the tablecloth. You may use that to absorb whatever liquid has spilt on the table. You may use that to add. As far as Hilchos Libun is concerned, even if you then would subsequently squeeze out the liquid from the paper, as far as Hilchos Libun is concerned, we'll come to Dosh in a minute, there is no problem with squeezing out that liquid from the paper. So that's a recommended suggestion. You may also use a towel, because a towel is derech lichluch, so there's no problem of making a towel wet, and you're not tempted to squeeze out a material, a towel. because that is what a towel is made for. Similarly, with a rag that is made for it, provided that with a rag, let's say you have a very, very large spill. When you use a rag, you squeeze out the rag intermittently in order to absorb the complete spill. That is also a problem on the Shabbos. You can't do that. Okay, so I think so far it's clear. If we summarize that, in all circumstances you have to be careful as far as the tablecloth on which the spill is, that you're not allowed to extract. Materials where there is no chashash that you may squeeze them out, you may use those materials, and then that would depend if it's a clean spill or a dirty spill. And where there's materials that there's no chashash that you'll squeeze it out, then there's no problem at all of using those materials. That is as far as Hilchos Liban is concerned. Now, we have to introduce now a further complication regarding the melacha itself. Chita, wringing out a garment, does not only come under the category of melachas melabein, which is the third stage in the cleaning process. It also comes under the melacha of dosh. Dosh is threshing is the ikar melacha, where you extract the grain from the kernel, you bring something into existence that didn't exist in this format before. That is the melacha of dosh. The talga of that is extracting, let's say, wine from grapes, or oil from olives. That is a melacha deraisa, it's called srita. To squeeze out the liquid from a solid is an ikar deraisa. So when it comes to squeezing out grapes or olives, it's a certain ikar deraisa. Now, other fruits and vegetables, we mentioned this once before here, that since today most fruits and vegetables are normally, or in some place in the world, are used because of their abundance in order to extract the juice for preservation, to keep, so you can maximize the fruit or the vegetable. As an issa drabonon, to squeeze out any liquid from most fruits and vegetables today. Okay. What about when wringing out the water from a beggar? Now here, the halacha is that to wring out the water from a beged, provided the beged is made of natural materials, because there's a rule in dosh that ain dosh ela bigdile karka, it's an issa deraisa to squeeze out the liquid from a beged in where you want to clean the beged. Why is that? That seems to be contrary to the normal rules. The normal rules are, if you want the liquid, in dosh, the rules are, that if you want the liquid, then there's a problem of squeezing that. So for example, if you take a pickle, I know we're doing this very quickly, but if you take a pickle, a pickle has absorbed liquid into the pickle. That liquid doesn't come from the pickle itself, it comes from outside. The halacha here is that if you want to improve the product, you want to improve the pickle, you don't want a soaking pickle, you want to only have a drier pickle, you're squeezing out the liquid from that because you don't want the liquid, that's mutter in dosh. However, if you want the liquid, it's a problem in dosh. You're not allowed to do that if you want the liquid, even though the liquid has been absorbed from outside. Now, when it comes to cleaning clothes, although the water has been absorbed from outside, the Rosh says clearly in Perakot Bal in the 8th Perak in Shabbos that you're not allowed to squeeze out the water from a beged mitzvah of dosh mitzvah issa deraisa. Why says the Rosh? Because that is normal. It's a normal way to extract water from a beged in the cleaning process, and not only is it libon, it's also dosh. That is exactly what the Rosh is saying. Even though you don't need the water, and normally in dosh that's not a problem, but since this is the normal way, it's a kashrus, but this is what the Rosh says, that since this is the normal thing to do when it comes to the body, it's an issa deraisa if the material is made of gedula karka. Now of course, if it's not, there's an issa drabonon, and even if you don't want the liquid, it's an issa drabonon. So when it comes to the liquid that is absorbed into a cloth, we have to deal with the issa of dosh. So it could be in certain circumstances an issa deraisa. Most often, it might only be an issa drabonon, depending on the circumstances. So now, we talked about till now using a dry cloth to wipe out a wet spill. The other way around, where the clothes are wet, and you're using a wet cloth in order to wipe up, let's say, a dry spill. So now, you want the liquid. You want the liquid in order to help you clear up the mess. Typical example of this is in using a baby wipe or other such things, or a dry spill on a hard material, where you want it a little bit moist in order to help you clean the surface. So there, you want to extract that liquid from the wet cloth in order to help you clean up. Here, it could be an issur d'oraisa. And the person was very, very machmor when it comes to baby wipes, unless they're very, very saturated, so that there's really no problem of squeezing out the liquid from the baby wipe. The poskim today are very makbid because it's a chashash from issur d'oraisa, even if it's a psik reisha perhaps, but that's, and they don't allow people to use those things. So you have to do it very, very carefully. Even if one uses lotion or whatever it is, you've got other problems on the marach, but that's not really our topic for today. But all I want to say here is that when you're using a wet cloth to wipe up a spill, you have to be very, very careful not to exert any pressure on the cloth itself, because that is an extraction of that liquid, and it's certainly going to be an issur d'rabbanan in most circumstances, and sometimes would even be an issur d'oraisa. Okay, are there any questions?
Could you do that wiping with a canary? In other words, tweezers. You've got a hold of it, not with your hands, you've got it with tweezers, the baby wipe, and then put it that way.
Yeah, I know where you're coming from. The halacha is that when it comes to a sponge, let's say, which is on a handle, there it's easier, provided it's not a secretia.
What about
on
the plastic tablecloth, Coca-Cola? Are you allowed to put tape
and napkins just on it? Provided you don't exert on a plastic. On a plastic, there's no problem in squeezing out the plastic,
no.
And we saw there's no problem on the dirty napkins. You may then even exert pressure in that case.
But
yeah.
Paper is not a problem at all.
Paper is not a problem. The person say Ramosha has it in a tshuva that paper. There's no question of libun on a paper,
yeah.
Because
it's paper
napkin as well, yeah, same thing. So in those circumstances, let's say you have on a plastic tablecloth, you can
can you pick them up and throw them away, or you're not allowed to, you have to leave them on the table?
You've got questions on muktzah in other circumstances, but in those circumstances, yes, you already got it in your hand, you used it, you may then move it and put it in the bin, yeah.
You mentioned at the beginning the absorbing of the liquid into the material. Are you talking there about absorbing the liquid into the actual fibers themselves?
Yeah.
Was there enough coming there between absorption of the liquid into the material but not within the fiber?
Yeah, for example, hair, it would come under that category. There's an issur d'rabbanan in squeezing out the liquids from those materials.
So for example, with nylon, for example, where the liquid wouldn't be absorbed into the fibers themselves, it would be absorbed into the fegeh.
Issur d'rabbanan.
That would be issur d'rabbanan, where it's wool and cotton, where it's absorbed into the fiber, it might be a derisor.
Yeah.
You're
going through a surveyor. Yeah.
Match the napkin to the colours
of the spill. Yeah. There's a lot of shulchan aruch here where it comes to filtering. We mentioned this once before, so filtering liquid on Shabbos. So if you don't mind, normally you would drink this type of liquid. Yeah, it's got wine with a minimum amount of sediment. There's a lot of shin yotzeh on the back of the sheet that you have. There the halacha is that if you're filtering a clear liquid like wine, like water or white wine, according to some person in Istanbul brings, there there's a problem of making the garment wet. But where it comes to a red wine or there, it's clear there that the chatzchila, you can make the garment, you can filter it through that material. So you see, there's not always severe.
You talk about that using red
yeah.
on red wine.
Yeah.
Paper.
Yeah.